And I love what Pastor Chris said. I love it so much. I love it more than 100%.
Discover personally how the Word of God can affect and make a change in your life through the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris is the founder of Breakthrough Ministries International Church, with multiple branches in South Africa and abroad. He is a healing evangelist for the Jesus the Answer Outreach Ministry, an outreach crusade bringing healing, deliverance, and breakthrough to many people. Breakthrough Ministries International is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of zeal and fire for the Lord. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast channel to receive new messages every week. Now, let's listen to Pastor Chris.
So if you have Bibles, please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. If you don't have a Bible, you'll have to look on the screen, but it's not advisable not to have a Bible. I encourage you all to get a Bible. Amen. And bring your Bible to church on a Sunday. Don't bring the Bible on a tablet or on a phone, because the scholars is going to take your phone and your tablet on the way to church. But I can almost guarantee they will not take your Bible. I can almost guarantee no scholar will steal your Bible. But as for your phone and your tablet, that surely they will take. Amen. I want to read a very important scripture to you in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. The Bible says in the King James Version, "How much more shall the blood of Christ," everybody say, "the blood of Christ." The blood of Christ is precious blood. "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" I read the scripture again, and I would like all of you to mark this as one of the scriptures that we must memorize. There are many scriptures in the Bible we must memorize as believers. This is one of them. Say amen. Amen. Yes, it says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience?" This is the work of the blood. It will purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. May the Lord bless the reading and the teaching of his word. Amen. What I want to just emphasize quickly before I show you the eternal work of the blood is how the Holy Spirit and the blood work together. Amen. This teaching might be basic to believers, but to many charismatics, it is a little bit deep, because this is not often we hear these important teachings. I'm a Pentecostal. I grew up in the Pentecostal church. This is a Pentecostal church, by the way, if you didn't know. It's only that our Pentecostals, we are sometimes marked in a certain way, you know, with hats and skirts and all these things. So people don't like to use the term Pentecostal. But Pentecostal has to do with the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. So we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we believe in the power of God. And we believe in the blood of Jesus. Many churches don't talk about this. Many churches don't tell you can plead the blood. Take any blood plead. You can use the blood as a weapon. So when the demons come, the blood will chase them away. Oh yes. And through the Old Testament, the images, the examples of Moses and the blood and the Passover, it's Hebrews, the whole book of Hebrews is explaining to you that the Old Testament is a shadow of what Jesus came to do. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is in all the pages of the Bible. Yeah. In Genesis, he is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. in Leviticus, he is for us, hallelujah, the high priest. Yeah, in Numbers, he's the cloud by day and the fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he's a prophet like unto Moses. I can go on and on and on. In Joshua, he's the great high priest. Hey! In Joshua, he's the captain of the host who appeared before Joshua. It's only a shadow of who Jesus really is. Yeah. In Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. You can ask me where he is. Yeah. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, he's the Lord who is our shepherd. It's all there. In Isaiah, he's the one that was promised to be born to us. Hallelujah. And unto us a child is born. A son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he's the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Hey! I wonder, do you know him today? He's everywhere. It's a shadow. So the slaying of the lamb, the sprinkling of the blood, all these things, it's a shadow of Jesus coming to save us. That's why we must talk about the blood and teach you about the blood and the importance of the blood. We mustn't drift far from our roots, our Pentecostal roots. The Pentecostals spoke about the blood. Every Sunday there was a preaching of the cross and the blood. The cross and the blood. As man nou wat ons vir julle ander goedjies leer. Want julle wil hier regkom hê. But the problem is we mustn't move away from those important teachings. Because it's not clever words and word salad that will make you a better Christian. It's power. The blood and the power. It was good for my mother. It was good for my father. And it will be good enough for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ek het my bekeer en met water laat doop. Toe vul hy my met sy heilige gees. En toe praat ek in ander tale volgens Handelinge 2 vers 38. These were the things. Hallelujah. Now, sit down quickly. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit. So, what makes the blood of Jesus different to normal human blood? The blood is affected by the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Remember, Joseph was not the father of Jesus, the biological father. Jesus was incarnate. He was born by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Mary will be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. So the blood in the veins of Jesus cannot be traced to Joseph. The blood in the veins of Jesus had to be traced to the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the blood and the Spirit work together. The blood of Christ receives power by the Holy Spirit. That's why it's not like human blood. It's not like animal blood. The animal blood that was used in the book of Leviticus and Exodus was just a symbol, a sign of the life. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So the Lord's way of forgiving you of your sin is that you need a substitute. Are you listening to me? You are guilty, you are charged guilty in the courts of heaven. You need a substitute to pay for your sins. And this is where the sacrificial lamb came in the Old Testament, that he was slain. And when the blood was flowing on the altar, you could be forgiven for a short period of time. Until you sin again, then you must bring another sacrifice. But when Jesus came, you see, it was an eternal work. In the mean, it's forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. He's the Lamb. He's the Lamb that was slain. All these are pictures showing to us to the Lamb. So in Revelation, when the great Apostle John saw Jesus, he saw him as a lamb. He saw him as a lamb. And that's why I mentioned to you a few weeks ago, the book of Revelation talks about who's worthy to take the scroll. The lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Because he bought us with his precious blood. Believers, if you want an encouragement, it is this, that you were bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. You were not bought with cheap things like silver and gold. You were bought by the precious blood of Jesus as you sit here today. And your sins have been washed away. But look at this. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit, the blood receives power through the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? And the blood, number one, is divine. The word divine speaks about heavenly things. When I say there's going to be a divine intervention, it means angels are coming from heaven to help you. Glory to God. It's a divine blood. Because the Holy Spirit is divine. The Holy Spirit is God. Amen. When you eat a nice pudding, you say, "Ooh, this was divine." But you mean it as soos die hemel, soos 'n engel op my tong gesit het. Amen. That's what you mean by divine. Do you understand divine? The blood is divine. Why? Because the spirit is divine. Die gees is nie van hier nie. Die gees is van bo. Hallelujah. What's that chorus I told you this morning? You must get ready for me. Yeah, I was telling him, he grew up in the Pentecostal church, this young boy here, and he forgot his roots. Do you see? Because they're in the modern church where there's lights. That was a sulke ligte in die Pinkster kerkie. It was ou saksaalty. Yay! But the people knew about the blood and the cross. And they had power. And they could take. They sang stuff like,
"Ek is verlos deur die bloed van die lam. Verlos, daarom sing ek so bly. En toe die Heilige Gees op my neerdaal. Blydskap sing ek so bly." Sy ken nie die woorde nie. "Ek is verlos deur die bloed. Van die lam,
jy!
Verlof, daarom sing ek so bly. En toe die Heilige Gees op my neerdaal."
Lift the key. Lach die key.
"Ek is verlof, jy die bloed, van die lam,
jy!
Verlof, daarom sing ek so bly.
I'm sorry, I know there are many people from other nations here. This is an international church. We are only singing that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Ek is verlos deur die bloed van die Lam. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And then? Verlos daarom sing ek. Redeemed, that's why we sing with so much joy. Huh? Because when the Holy Spirit came down on me, from Blydskap, I sing so with joy, hallelujah. But there was also dancing, so you can come and dance.
Ek is verlos deur die bloed van die lam. Verlos, daarom sing ek so bly. En toe die Heilige Gees op my neerdaal. Heilige Gees op my gedaan. Van blijdskap sal ek so bly. Hallelujah! Please forgive us if you are not used to. Some people just dance with the rhythm of the beat. But there's a divine message in the song. When the Holy Spirit came down. May the Holy Spirit come on you today. May the blood have meaning and may the blood cleanse you. Take your seats quickly. The blood of Jesus has power because it is from the Holy Spirit. Do you understand what I'm teaching you? And number one, the blood of Jesus is divine. It's heavenly blood. Number two, the blood of Jesus is eternal. Hallelujah. It's eternal. In other words, it doesn't have a sell-by date. Amen. Hebrews 9:12, please. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. Eternal redemption. In the Old Testament, you had to give a dove, a lamb, a goat, every time for your sins. But this blood has obtained everlasting redemption. Amen. In Leviticus 17, the Bible talks about the life of the flesh is in the blood. When people are lying in hospital, they need blood. Because they'll die if there's not enough blood. So that's why sometimes you must go to donate blood. Do you understand? God created the human vessel, the human anatomy like this, that blood is the main function of the human vessel. The heart is the pumping of the blood. The heart is a pumping machine, pumping blood to all parts of the body. And when there is a blockage somewhere and the body of that part of the body does not get blood, then many times it has to be amputated. It must be cut off. Because there's no blood, there's death, and the deadness, the gangrene can then affect the rest of the body. So rather cut it off now, where the blood stops. May the blood not stop here today, but may the blood reach to you, so that you can also have life. Hallelujah. But when you need blood, you can't just get any blood. You must find the blood that is your type. There are a few types of blood. I'm not a doctor, but I'm sure if you did some schoolwork, you'll know there are different types of blood. So if you can't find the right type of blood, number one. And number two, blood has an expiry date. Even if it's the right type, but if it's too old, it has lost its properties. Because it's normal blood, it's not eternal blood. So you need to find it quickly. That's why it's kept in refrigerators. Like you keep food to last long. But unfortunately, if it's not used in the correct sell-by date, it has lost its power. What makes the blood of Jesus different? It is given to us by the power of the Holy Ghost. So it is divine and it is eternal. What do you mean, Pastor Chris? I mean it does not have a sell-by date. It continues to save sinners. From 2,000 years ago up till today. It saved my mother, it saved my father. It saved me, it saved my children. And it will save you as well. The blood has never lost power. Hallelujah. Andre Crouch said it reaches. Now in the body is the heart, so it pumps. It reaches to the toes, it reaches to the hands, it reaches to the head. Hey! But the blood reaches to the highest mountain, he said. Then he said, it goes down into the lowest valley. Al bleedje in Djaf. Al bleedje was a mirble in Ipero. Al bleedje in Blakkiesdorp.
The blood can reach you. The blood can reach you. And it has never lost its power. It's eternal. Say eternal.
So it's divine because it comes from above. Number two, it's eternal. It kan nie oud raak nie. Dit kan nie sy krag verloor nie.
Daar is krag. Daar is krag. Wonderbare krag. In die bloed van die lam.
Engels.
Van die lam. Is there a power?
There is power. Power. Wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There is power. Power. Wonder working
power in the blood.
Eternal power.
Okay, wait. Because of time, I have to rush. I gave you two things. Number one, it's divine. Number two, it's eternal. Number three, I'm teaching about the blood. Are you enjoying the teaching on the blood? Blood is like a gruesome, not a nice thing to talk about in a church environment. You want to talk about financial prosperity, soundness of mind. Fruits of the Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit. But blood. Kazi. If you see blood, you irk, isn't it? If people are fighting and you see the blood spot. Bloedspat is an Afrikaans word for blood will spat. Squirt. You see, when people fight in the chestnut place and they stab each other, then you see the blood is squirt and then, oh, the blood! I think the word is gory. Is that the right word, Jason? It's like, it's gory. It's gross. Yeah, it's not something we want to talk about. But we must talk about it. Because when my Jesus was beaten with a cat of nine tails, that spikes went into his back and flesh and bone. And as that was a whip. It had nine tails on top. So when it goes into the flesh, you can't pull it out. It rips. It rips the flesh. And as they beat him on his back, the blood came streaming down. I was in Israel some years ago and they took me down the Via Della Rosa. Then they took me to the courtyard. They say it's the place where Jesus was beaten before he was taken to the cross. Do you know they beat him with, if you watch the movie, The Passion, you see that beating there where he was hanging over this thing. I was there. Then the next day, we had like 1 hour free time. I think something happened and they said, you can go buy stuff. I didn't have money to buy stuff. So I went back to the courtyard. Because at the time when we came, there wasn't enough time for us to enter. Because we came too late in the night, you see. But I went back the next day because I wanted to see the place where my Jesus was beaten. But by that time, they had washed the blood of the cobblestones. But because my Bible says it, I know it was there where the blood was shed. You see, when this blood flowed from him, he was giving you his life. When you give your blood, you give your life. If a corpse lies on a table and they will have the blood in a vessel, that's the life of that corpse. That's why the corpse is a corpse, because the blood is out. The life of the flesh is not in the heart. It's not. The heart can be transplanted. It's not in the lungs. It's not in the toes. You can cut off your foot and still walk in a wheelchair. That's not your life. Your life is in your blood. And if your blood runs out, we quickly have to give you a transfusion. A blood transfusion to pump blood back into you so that you can live. Brothers and sisters, when my Jesus was beaten and then when he was nailed to that cross, that blood came streaming down. And those nails ran right through the bone and flesh into the wood. And the blood came from his side, from his brow, the blood came streaming down. The blood was not spilt. You know, if you walk with something and you fall, you spill it. No, the blood was given. The blood was shed, freely given to save the sins of, to wash away the sins of many. Are you listening? So the third key I want to give you this morning is that the blood brought about the shedding. The Holy Spirit, brought about the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. He was involved in the shedding of the blood. Hallelujah. The blood was shed with the help of the eternal Spirit. The scripture teaches that the blood of Christ was offered through the eternal Spirit. So it is the Holy Spirit who worked out all the circumstances that resulted in the crucifixion of Jesus until his blood was shed. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the mighty power of God that strengthened Jesus on the cross when he was suffering and being crucified. It is the Holy Spirit that's the one who helped Jesus to endure the pain on the cross. It is the Holy Spirit who helped Jesus not to react when he was being humiliated and tortured, because he could have shown his power and demonstrated that he was the Son of God. Remember, he said, if I pray now, I can call 10,000 angels. But he survived extreme temptation and provocation and was able to shed his blood for mankind. Hallelujah. How was this blood shed? By the help of the eternal Holy Spirit. How much more? Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So the blood was shed for you with the involvement of the Holy Spirit. Are you still here? Now, just a few more minutes. Is it okay? I feel the power of God. You know, many years ago, my father-in-law died in a tragic accident. It took us days to get over it, because it was tragic. My father-in-law's father, which was old and sick, and we thought he would die first, but you never know when your time comes. Bishop Derek said, eternity is not there. Eternity is not ahead of you. Eternity is next to you. Any moment you can step over. Don't think I must still get there. Eternity is there when I get to the end of the road. No, the road is here. You can step over and you are gone. But when my father-in-law died, it took us weeks to work with it. And then one day my wife said she had a dream. And I said, what did you dream? She said, she dreamt she saw her father. Now, you know, when somebody dies, you often have this thing, "Het mama jou kom besoek." But it wasn't such a visit. It wasn't a spook visit. And I said to her, "So what did you say in the dream?" She said, "I asked him about heaven." Then I asked him about the blood. It's in the dream. But he said, oh, the blood. Don't just talk lightly about the blood. Because then he said, when I entered heaven, I just saw the blood, the preciousness of the blood, the importance of the blood, the power of the blood. Don't talk haphazardly, casually about the blood. The blood is precious. I knew this couldn't just be a dream. It was a message. God was talking to me. He said, the blood is precious. We might trample the blood underfoot, ladies and gentlemen. We might not see the importance. We might not honor the blood. But in heaven, the blood speaks on my behalf. When Satan accuses me, when the world blames me, the blood of Jesus speaks for me. Hallelujah. I knew it was a vision. It couldn't have been just a dream. The blood, he said, oh, the blood. Don't talk about it. Casually, with no honor and respect, it's precious blood. The blood has supernatural abilities, ladies and gentlemen, because it has supernatural power. Through this blood, major spiritual changes are taking place in your life, and these changes are not natural. They are supernatural. Hallelujah. The first important supernatural thing about the blood is that it never expires. Glory to God. 1 Peter 1:18. Look at this beautiful verse. For as much as we know that we were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, your casual conversation, received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah. The blood never expires. It's not the blood of bulls and goats. It's not the blood of another human being. But precious blood. Number two, the blood has supernatural power to save you from your well-deserved punishment. Your well-deserved punishment. We all deserve to be punished for our sins. Say amen. There is none amongst us that is innocent. No one can claim that he does not deserve to go to hell. Neither can I, neither can you. So what can then deliver us from the punishment we deserve? It is the blood of Jesus, my friend. Miraculously save you from your well-deserved punishment. Yes, your well-deserved punishment. Some people can't escape from prison. A pastor said he went to visit the prison. They asked him to preach. And the head of the prison fellowship was a brother who met him at the gate. He was also a prisoner. And he welcomed him with a big Bible under his arm, and he took him to the place where he preached. And when he preached, Those prisoners were all born again in the prison. And he thought to himself, these are all good prisoners. So he asked the head of the prison, why are you here? The head of the prison fellowship, why are you here? He had orange clothes on. With those. He said, I'm here because I'm a murderer. This is the place where murderers are. We are all murderers here. So he asked him, who did you murder? He said, well, I murdered my own son. We got into a fight. And I murdered him. And the pastor said he felt that the guy has done enough time in the jail. Isn't there any way that he can release him? He doesn't know the president. He doesn't know the warden. The guy must serve his sentence. He looked for a way to get this guy out because he thought he's a good guy walking with the Bible and leading the prison fellowship. But he realized there's nothing he can do for this guy. This guy has to sit his time out in this prison. But he says, he remembered that the blood is a remedy for us. Because we all had to go to hell. Are you hearing me? We all had to be punished in hell according to the courts of heaven. The stamp was already stamped. Guilty as charged. Liars, thieves, stealers, adulterers. That's you and me. Nothing can set you free, but there is power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. If you must exit by the gate, it is the blood. It is because of the blood that you can come out. Many years ago, a man came with a Mercedes Benz to stop at a house. He was doing house visitation. I don't know why he stopped there. And then he asked, are you people saved? I said, yes, we are saved. Then he asked me, so why must God allow you to go to heaven? I was still a young boy, I'll never forget. I also think it was an angel sent by God to me. I can't remember. I remember Mercedes Benz. Angels drive Mercedes Benz, not Toyota. Not a Hyundai. Mercedes Benz. I said, you know, I'm a good boy. I go to church regularly. I also give sometimes my offering. And I go to Sunday school. He said, that's not the reason why you will enter. He said, you will enter because of the blood of Jesus. When God sees the blood, you will have entry. Because the blood has cleansed you from all your sins. And the record in the books have been wiped away. You have been set free. The record is no longer there. The record is wiped away. The records of your sins are clear. You might be here this morning and say, Pastor, do you know what I did? Let me tell you, the power of the blood is stronger than the darkest sin. Hallelujah. In heaven, you won't wear a black robe. You wear a white robe. And the elders will say, hey, who are these people with the white robes? In Revelation it says. And then one elder will say, these are those that were washed in the blood of the Lamb. I gave him my old tattered garment. And then he gave me a robe of pure white. Hallelujah! You shall receive a robe of pure white. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, it will save you from your well-deserved punishment. Hallelujah. It has power to prevent death. This is the blood. Power to prevent death. I told you when somebody is sick, they put blood in him. When the blood doesn't come, things die. When the blood doesn't come, things die. That's when people get a stroke. The blood is blocked from running to that part of the body or that part of the brain. But the blood of Jesus is going to make you live even after you die. Hallelujah. Why must you live? Because the blood has washed you and the blood gives life. Glory to God. The blood will bring you back from the dead. Amen. My last scripture I'm closing will bring you back from the dead. It says in Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Amen. It says that he brought from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd. How did he bring him back? Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. It is the blood that had the power to raise Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. And the Bible says you were dead in your trespasses and sins. But the blood is what works at salvation. When you come and say, Lord, I've made many mistakes. I'm a sinner. Yes, you are sentenced to death. But the blood will bring you back from the dead. The blood will prevent you from dying a second death. When I do burials and funerals, I always talk about this is the first death. There's another death in the Bible called the second death. Not everybody is going to die the second death. Who's going to escape it? Those that were washed in the blood of the Lamb. Those that were washed in the blood of the Lamb. It does not take and trifle the blood of Jesus underfoot. It is beautiful. It is precious. It is holy. When it ran down the cross and it fell on the sands, it paid the price for the sin of the whole world. That whosoever will can come and be washed in the blood. Maybe this morning you are here, you say, Pastor, I've never been experienced or never had the experience of being washed in the blood. It's not a blood of bulls and goats that we will sprinkle over you. It's eternal and divine. As you stand here, something will happen to you. The blood will come over you. It will cleanse your conscience from dead works. And you will start to serve the living God. That's why the greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. Where a man that was once walking in the wrong direction turns around. Preach repentance and the forgiveness of sin. Your sins will be washed in the blood of Jesus. Two people were fighting one day and nobody saw them on a farm. When the one laborer killed the other one, he realized that nobody saw him, so he tried to bury the man that he killed. He covered him with sand. Then he went home and he saw the blood stains on his clothes, and he tried to wash out the blood stains so that there was no evidence of his wrongdoing. And he got it right to clean the clothes from the stain of blood. But every night when he went to sleep, 3 o'clock in the morning, he sat up straight in bed with sweat droplets running down his brow. And he saw the face of the man that he murdered in his mind. He could cleanse and hide the blood from his clothes, but he could not clean his conscience from the wrong that he has done. My friend, you can hide things from the world that we cannot see, but deep down in your consciousness, you know that you are a sinner. You know that you need Jesus. You know you must be washed in the blood. Today, the blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all your sin. And all of you that are struggling with continual sins, even though you came to Christ, the blood even has power to deal with the demonic spirits that is affecting you, that is controlling you. You say, Pastor, I tried to give up. Maybe because the church failed to preach the power of the blood, that we have a lot of Christians coming to church, but they are not delivered. They are not set free. Ek is verlos deur die bloed van die lam. Wat het my verlos? Die bloed van die lam. En toe vul hy my mos met sy heilige gees. Halleluja. Toe praat ek in ander tale. Oh, the blood, the precious blood, it washes as white as snow. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. By your heads in prayer, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never, ever lose
its power.
Listen.
The blood that Jesus shed
for me.
Oh, precious blood.
Way back on Calvary, oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never, never, never lose.
Everybody stand. Sing it with us. It reaches.
Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows.
It flows to the lowest valley. Bowed, your eyes are closed. Revelation 12 verse 11 says they overcame him. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. The blood has power, my friends. You can defeat Satan with the blood. Oh, yes, you can. You will win the battles of life and ministry through the blood. All those demons that harass you, you that can't serve God in spirit and in truth, you that can't even attend the church on a regular basis, there's some demonic power that harasses you. By the power of the blood, it shall be broken today in the name of Jesus. The blood is power to overcome the devil. Revelation 12, 11. They shall overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You don't need to know so much about biblical things. You must know that the blood of Jesus has the power to defeat Satan. Oh, I feel his power. Shande konta yata leshete. Holy Spirit, thou that maketh the blood divine and eternal, reveal to us the preciousness and the power behind the blood of Jesus Christ. I rebuke powers of darkness now in the name of Jesus. By the precious blood of the spotless Lamb, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. Cohorts of darkness, principalities, spirits of wickedness in high places. I declare the blood against you. The blood speaks. The blood sets us free. I break the yokes of people by declaring the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Receive the blood of Jesus this morning. Receive the blood to wash away the stains. Receive the blood to cleanse your conscience. Receive the eternal divine blood of Jesus to discharge you from the eternal courts of heaven and the satanic courts of hell. When they open the books to say, look at what she has done, they will say there's nothing there. The count has been settled on the hill of Golgotha. When a man hung between the heaven and the earth, and the blood streamed down that old rugged cross, and as the drops fell on the sands of Jerusalem, 2,000 years later, it has never lost its power. It has never lost its power. You say, Pastor, pray for me. I need deliverance from this devil. Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to God. I want the blood to wash away my sins and my mistakes. I will pray for you. If you want me to pray for you, put up your right hand. I'll pray for you. I see your hands. I see your hands. Say, Pastor, pray for me, Pastor. I need the blood. Pastor, I've been coming to church, but I don't have victory over my problems. The blood, the blood, the blood. Oh, the blood. He gives me strength. Every day. Every day.
Today.
Every day.
It will never lose its power.
I want to ask you to step out of your seat and come join me on the carpet. I'll pray for you. Oh, it reaches to the will never, never lose
its power.
It reaches.
For it reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows.
And it calms all my fears.
My fears.
It's still the same blood.
And it dries all.
That drives away my fears.
My tears. All the blood that gives me strength.
From day.
From day.
Today.
Today. It will never lose its power.
Lift your hands, lift your hands. It reaches.
Holy Ghost,
with
the blood to wash
to the
them.
Yes,
the blood over I want you to say this prayer after me. The Bible says, if you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. In the prayer of salvation, the blood is active because it is the blood that washes away your sin. You're even going to ask God now to apply. You're going to apply the blood. Hallelujah. You're going to apply the blood. You're going to apply the blood. Somebody was working in a soap factory and he was very dirty. They said, but don't you work in the soap factory? He said, yes. But I don't use the soap. I just pack it in boxes and we put it on the trucks. They said, no, you must take it out of the packet and you must apply it to your body. And you shall be clean. Today you're going to apply the blood. You're going to unpack the blood and apply the blood. And I tell you, you shall be clean. You shall be clean. The power of the blood is greater than the power of your sin. Say, Pastor, you don't know what I've done. You know, there's nothing so bad that the blood can't wash it away. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. That He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His Son to shed His blood. He knew that the Son would die and that the blood would flow. But without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin. How can your sins be forgiven if there's no shedding of blood? You don't have to shed your blood. The blood has already been shed for you. Receive it. Receive it as a free gift of eternal life. Pray this prayer after me. Say,
Dear Lord Jesus,
thank you that you died for me.
Thank you that you died for
on
me
Calvary.
On Calvary.
Thank you that you shed your blood.
Thank you that you shed
for me,
your blood for me.
So many years ago.
So many years ago.
But today I heard the preacher say.
I heard the preacher say
that the blood.
That the blood
never loses its power.
Never loses its power.
So I ask you, Lord. Please forgive me.
Of my sin.
Wash me. With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
I apply the blood. To my mind.
To my heart.
To my life.
Wash me.
Cleanse me.
Deliver me.
Set me free.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Washes away my sin. Today.
In Jesus' name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
I turn my back.
On my old life.
I want to follow Jesus from today. Come Holy Spirit. Come touch me.
Fill me.
Use me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I think Pastor Chris Ross shared very well. He explained the message very well. So I think I'm going to ask him to share every day. You know, the Archbishop brought the prophet, and I'm also bringing you. So you explain the word very nicely to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages of Pastor Chris, tune in to Chris Ross Ministries podcast. Remember, faith cometh by hearing.